Nothing makes me happier than somebody who's been here more than once for different reasons. And I just found that out about Brycal. It was bugging me because I remembered her name and I couldn't remember why. And I didn't get a chance to do any research. She was here before reading poetry. What was that all about? Who were you with when you shared poetry?
I was with my old school, Environmental Charter School.
Yeah, I remember that. What's nice to have you back. How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you now?
I'm 12.
And where do you go to school these days?
Now I'm cyber school, and it's called Pittsburgh Online Academy.
How do you like it?
It's okay.
I mean, you probably can study self-paced, I guess, and pick things. And it's a different kind of environment, I'm sure. But it sounds like it's kind of an interesting way to do it. What subjects do you like?
I like language arts and history.
And are you? What are you doing in language arts now? I'm always curious.
I think we're doing, like, spelling, I guess.
So you're a good writer, so that made me think.
Thank you.
I remember the poetry that you shared. Well, you're here today because you and your big sister Kim Catilius are here. Oh, I meant to ask you, Brycal, what neighborhood do you live in?
Wilkinsburg.
And where are you from, Kim?
I'm from Murraysville.
And so you're both east of the city. Kim, what got you interested in being a big sister?
So I actually work for Big Brothers Big Sisters in the site-based program. So I got to see how great the matches were. And unfortunately, as a director, I don't get to be a part of those matches. I just get to facilitate them. So I saw how amazing they could be, and I really wanted to get involved and have one of my own.
So how long have the two of you been together?
So she just figured this out before we walked in. About 8 months. Eight months.
Well, that a lot can happen in 8 months.
It can.
Brycal, what's happened in the last 8 months, like, as your relationships developed? Was it hard at first?
Yeah, it was really awkward for me because I'm just, like, an awkward person. But then, like, our relationship developed the more we started to do things, hang out.
Do you remember a moment when it started to seem more comfortable?
Well, all of the moments were, like, comfortable, I guess. But, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Or just less awkward or more natural.
Oh, when we went to the waterfront and she was running with me. But, like, when she was running, like, she had heels on and it just looked so funny.
You run like a Muppet.
So you were running in heels?
She challenged me, and, you know, a good big sister always does what the little sister wants to do. So that's what we did.
That would be quite a race. I'll bet I know who won.
It was her.
So what are some of the things you've done together in addition to that has been fun?
So we went to see the Nutcracker with a other group of pairs, our matches, and then we went to Kennywood, and we went to
we saw a trapeze artist perform.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We go out to eat a lot, which is fun too, because sometimes the more laid back outings, you get to talk more. We found out about our favorite band. No, I won't say what it is. You know, we went to the mall, which was nice because I got to find out that she was interested in, like, modeling for one of her favorite stores.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm embarrassing. But it's, you know, I think you just really get to know each other just the more time you spend with them.
Well, I want to go back to Kennywood for a minute because when you go to Kennywood, even if it's with somebody you've known forever, you have to kind of negotiate some differences because sometimes one person really likes a certain kind of ride and another person does not. So did you have some differences in opinions about the rides?
Yeah, so Kim is like, she doesn't really like rides. But one ride we got on, what was it again?
I think it was the volcano.
Yeah, and we got on it, and then we was walking around, and we went on the swing set, the swing set, and she ended up throwing up.
Oh, I did.
Isn't that lovely?
I tried so hard for my little sister to be able to do some of those spinny rides, and I could not.
Is the volcano one that gets dark, too? Do you go into a dark place?
No. Actually, I think it's been there for a while. It's kind of by the pirate ship. It goes, like, up and twirls and around.
Oh, that's why. I don't know it. I'm not good on rides that make you go upside down or... I guess that would be it. I've just never liked the upside down rides.
Yeah, it was rough.
Are there any rides that you don't like to go on, Brickow? You strike me as somebody that has no fear.
Well, I was holding back on the Black Widow because I don't like it.
What's that ride like? I don't know that one.
So it's like you spin in a circle, but you go like up and then.
Oh, I remember that ride now. That would be a little scary, but roller coasters are okay.
Mm-hmm.
You see one on the Thunderbolt and other Jackrabbit.
I can do those.
You can
do the roller coasters.
Okay. So how about food at Kennywood or really anywhere? You mentioned you like to go out to eat a lot.
Yeah, it's good.
So where do you like to go?
Max and Irma's, Eden Park, and those are my favorites.
What do you usually get? What do you like to eat?
Cheeseburgers and ice cream.
Oh, I want to hang out with you, Brickow. That's perfect.
Last time we went to Eden Park, I got cheese quesadillas.
Nice. That sounds
good. So that was different.
Good. Milkshake. Oreo cookie milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever, tried to cook together or anything?
We have not. We have not yet. I'm not very good at it, so.
Oh.
Me either.
So, Brickow, I'm curious, if somebody maybe your age was considering having a big brother or a big sister, but they weren't sure about whether they wanted to do it, would you have any words of encouragement or any advice to them?
Just go for it, because it's really fun, and it's like your second big sister, or if you don't have one, it's like you have our big sister or big brother, and if you don't have one, it's like you, develop a relationship with them, big rather than big sisters, so just go for it.
And what about you, Kim?
You know, it's funny because I have a lot of family and friends who I'm like, you really should get involved. And I know I work at Big Brothers Big Sisters, so I'm fully in support of the program. And they're like, I just don't have time. It's not something I'm interested in doing. I don't have anything to offer. But, I can say from personal experience, being a mentor with Brickow, that you actually you do, just being there, you have a lot to give, and it's mostly just having fun and developing a relationship, and you're not the one who has to sit there and, give advice all the time. It just comes naturally. And you do, you have the time. It's an hour or two, twice a month, and you get to do fun stuff. Like I said, we went to Kennywood, and even though I threw up, it was still a lot of fun. That wasn't my own fault. Shouldn't have gone on the swings and the rides, but, it's a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun.
Also here today is Christine Pace from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Anything new?
We have lots of fun stuff going on. In fact, today our favorite former pirate, Neil Walker, is hosting a group of matches in a wiffle ball game. So that's going on later today. And then it's through his foundation, the Clint Seymour Foundation. And they're also taking a group of matches tomorrow to the Clemente Museum.
How nice.
So that's fun. At the agency, it's, beginning of the new year, it's always our Bowl for Kids' Sake, our biggest fundraiser. And February 1st, we're having an informative session at the agency from 6:30?
Yes.
Yeah, at 6:30 to just come and learn more about bowling and how you can be a part of the Bowl for Kids Sake event.
Do you bowl a bread cow?
Not really, but I would do it.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is into bowling. That's like one of the big things. Well, I hope you might be into making stuff. I have a pass for the Children's Museum.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I have a radio patch to commemorate your being here. I want to give one of those to your sister, too. These are official. They can be sewn on to any garment of your choice.
Thank you.
I have some Youth Express stickers and some Saturday Light Brigade stickers, which can be stuck anywhere or kept as a memento. Brightcow, I meant to ask you if you wanted to say hello to anybody in your family that might be listening, or acknowledge anyone in your family in addition to Kim.
My mom, my brother, my sister, and my whole family.
Great. Can you tell me your brother's name and sister's name?
I have two brothers. I have Bill and Deontay, and my sister's name's Chaylin.
I'm glad that we mentioned them. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say?
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. It was really fun to have you here. You can learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh by going to bbbspittsburgh.org just to learn more. And maybe even consider becoming a big or a little bbbspittsburgh.org.